I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Yesterday, President Trump accused six members of Congress of sedition for posting a Facebook video that reminded service members that they can and must refuse to follow illegal orders. Take a listen.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
On Truth Social, the president wrote that the Congress members in the video should be arrested and tried for treason. He later boosted a post another user wrote that said, quote, hang them, George Washington would. U.S. Representative Chrissy Houlihan is a Democrat representing Pennsylvania's 6th District. She's an Air Force veteran and was one of the six members who released that video. She joins me now. Congresswoman Houlihan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get into the message that prompted the president's social media post, I just want to give you a moment to just react to his response and to his accusations.
In a million years, I would never think that you and I would be having this conversation, that the president of the United States has called for me and five other sitting members of Congress to be tried for treason and hung. That happened just yesterday, and it feels like forever ago. I never thought that that sort of thing would happen in this country, and it speaks volumes to why we put this video out to begin with.
Yeah, local reaction has been pouring in. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has condemned the president's social media post. He has said Mr. Trump is, quote, actively encouraging political violence. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman wrote on X that it is deeply wrong, with no exceptions ever, to threaten members of Congress. Do you feel any heightened sense of threat or danger, or have you gotten any additional threats because of what the president said online?
Yes, I and all of the colleagues of mine who put out this video, again, this video calling for people to follow the law has resulted in thousands of phone calls to our offices and lots of actual threats to our offices and to our persons and to our families and to our staff members. And I think that was the intended result, right? I think that the president wanted to intimidate us and wanted to bully us and wanted to deploy the people that he has who believe in him against us. And, you know, here we are. The president of the United States has called for political violence against his opposition.
Yeah. I know there was a call for additional security. Is that happening?
Yes. We all have the opportunity to have additional security. Many of us have had, you know, forward-leaning postures before this all happened. It's not the safest job in the world to be a member of Congress in this environment right now to begin with. And it certainly isn't exacerbated by the president calling for your execution. But yeah, we've all been taking this very seriously.
Yeah. So you and five fellow Democrats, you created the video that we showed telling active military service members and intelligence community members that they can and must defy illegal orders. What was the purpose of that message? And specifically, why did you feel that you personally should be a part of that message?
I think that kind of for those who are listening who are not familiar with how we're brought up as members of the military, there's pretty aggressive education and training that goes into every one of our careers. But one thing that we all share in common is an understanding of our obligation and oath to the Constitution. We understand when we take that oath that we're taking it to that document and not to a president and not to a party, of course. And so this video was made to remind people of that obligation, as well it was made to remind people of what the obligation means in the details. Uniform Code of Military Justice explicitly says you must obey lawful orders, mm-hmm. full stop. But it also says you must disobey unlawful orders. You are required to disobey them. And so we wanted to make sure people remembered that because they're frankly being put in very difficult positions right now, whether it's what's going on domestically with our National Guard and reservists, whether what's going on in the Caribbean or in Venezuela. We wanted very much to remind people of that because, again, this president has in hundreds of instances over the last 9 or 10 months has press the boundaries, you know, try to figure out where the triggers are on the law. In the case of 100 and something, nearly 150 times, it's been found to be unlawful. His orders have been found to be unlawful. And so we put this video together, not for any one particular thing that we are seeing, but rather because this is something in a time to remind people that not only do they have that obligation to the Constitution, but we have their backs, that we have experience like theirs. And that's why I participated in it, that we, you know, learned the same things that they learned. And in my case, I learned it as a little kid because I grew up in a military family, and that we want to make sure they remember that and that they remember that we're there for them.
And so if there's active service members who may have seen that video, what steps are they supposed to take? Because people, I'm sure they're taught this, but as a reminder, mm-hmm. what steps should they take if they believe in real time mm-hmm. that they're being told to do something that is illegal?
I'm going to boil it down to how my dad taught me. My dad served a full career in the Navy, as did my grandfather. And he would say, you know, you have an obligation. If somebody tells you something that you think is not lawful, orders you to do something that you think is not lawful, to question them. And then he would say, I remember him like holding his finger up, and he'd say once. And if they respond that no, this is indeed the order, then you have the opportunity, the obligation and opportunity to go up your chain of command and say, you know, are you sure this is what I was told? And to use your chain of command, you also have the opportunity to use the JAG, which is the military's law corps, to talk to them about what's going on and how you feel. And if all else fails, you also have whistleblower abilities too. And these are the steps that you can take. Hopefully you're never like me, hopefully never in that position. But I also want to make sure that people understand that this message wasn't just for those who are junior enlisted or junior officers. This message was for people who are senior ranking people as well, mm-hmm. Who are making decisions and giving the orders and taking the orders from very high levels of authority.
Yeah. And I want to just reiterate what you said. You weren't being specific about anything nope. that had already been ordered or anything like that.
Absolutely.
So Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, they have defended the president. And here's what the House Speaker had to say.
The words that the president chose are not the ones that I would use. OK, obviously, I don't think that this is these are crimes punishable by death or any of that, okay? But what the point that is it that we need to emphasize here is that members of Congress in the Senate and the House should not be telling troops to disobey orders.
And I also want to mention that Senator Dave McCormick, who represents Pennsylvania, said that the video was inappropriate and unwarranted. I want to give you an opportunity to respond to your GOP colleagues.
What they said is it's inappropriate to tell people to follow the law. That's amazing coming out of the people who make the laws. It's also amazing that the Speaker of the House says, I wouldn't have said it that way. I wouldn't have said execute people. He doesn't decry political violence. He doesn't say that it's morally wrong. He doesn't say any of those things. Rather, he says, I wouldn't have said it that way, and that it was inappropriate for us to remind people of their constitutional obligation. I don't have a lot of words other than I'm sad. I'm devastated for the country that these are our purported leaders.
Yeah, thank you so much, Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan. We appreciate you being on Studio 2.
You're welcome. I appreciate you as well.
That was Pennsylvania Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, a Democrat that represents Pennsylvania's 6th District. This has been a Studio 2 Extra. You can find this interview in the Studio 2 podcast feed. Be sure to catch Studio 2 live Monday through Thursday at noon right here on WHYY and streaming on YouTube. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.